Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Readings and Spells by Mystic Angel. We're doing another psychic hour. Last night, we really didn't have enough to come across everybody because I wanted to really give chance to spirit to also, you know, talk and give messages just in case you're listening to this podcast on another time. So I'm using the beautiful Guardian Angel card by Radley and Doreen Virtue. And I have the romance in handy because, you know, there's a lot of love life issues that we like to come across. Just to open up, I always like to ask the angels what they would like to share with us. Anything for anyone that just wants to connect with spirit. And we have the beautiful Cherubian Angel of Discernment, and he says that through the grace of the divine, you are able to know the right path. And they're talking about inner power and just accepting your knowledge and the wisdom within. We're always looking for things outside of us, and we do not understand that by quieting our minds, by going into meditation or prayer, that we connect with our source energy and we could see things through another view and a higher perspective. The angel of harmony is asking you to live with harmony, because when you're at one with source, your life is harmony. It's harmonious. It just kind of flows. And the book that I, you know, co-wrote with specific angels, The Scientific Formula for Co-Creating Heaven on Earth Using Angel Magic, shows you just how to connect with source energy. And I have found, and this is why I work with the angels, it's so much easier to connect with angelic, you know, beings and divine beings of light than it is to go to higher sources. I found that when I was in a really dark place, you know, 25 years ago, it was a lot easier to kind of connect with them. The way they found me was just magical. So connect with your angelic team and see what they have for you. See what the angels want to guide you and show you through discernment, you know, through living a harmonious life and co-creating exactly what you desire. We're in December. Like, ask yourself, what is it that you want to see in 2016? What are your goals? And this is not about, you know, New Year's resolution. This is about you connecting with source energy and co-creating, like, the highest of desires, your true calling, your true nature. Now, I'm going to take the first caller, so if we could get this kind of going. Let's see who we have today. Hello and welcome. How are you today? Am I muted? I did this yesterday.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're there.
Sorry,
okay.
I was muted. Sorry about that. I did it yesterday.
I muted it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I couldn't hear anybody. I was like, what am I doing wrong? Did you want to ask a question, or do you want to know what spirit has for you?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I did want to ask a question and see what spirit has for me. Can I do both? Like, is the question asked what spirit says?
What you want me to
or answer
say
rather?
What spirit says? I mean, it's all up to you. I mean, we could go right into your question, or we could see what spirit says, and then you could ask however you want to do it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see what spirit says, and then I'll ask.
Okay, let's see what they say. I like that better because sometimes they'll answer our questions. And mm-hmm. If not, you could get, of course, more details about, you know, what they're trying to tell you. All right.
Okay.
I brought the romance cards today because everybody always wants to know what's going on in our love life. I feel like that's especially around the holidays. We always want to know. But mm-hmm. then we also have, like, you know, the Guardian Angel cards. I adore this deck of cards. All right, so first, okay. First they're talking, like, the card is red flags, you know, issues, signs, cautioning you in your love life, but I feel like it's beyond your love life. I feel like it's friends that they're kind of showing you to be careful with friends. I'm not going to say they're talking behind your back, but I feel like, yeah, that you have friends around you, they're not being quite honest, and this could be romantic related. I don't know if you are in an actual relationship, though I do see romantic feelings worth exploring, so I feel like maybe it's something new that you're going into, and you just feel like you deserve love, like you want to have like a romance, have like a love life, but they're asking you to be aware because there's concerns, okay? There's concerns that are around you that you're worried about, and it's more like about you being assertive and kind of standing your ground. Because heaven is watching over you, you know, light, the light, divine light is within you, it's upon you, it's all around. But you need to review the plans, the details, everything, okay? Then they want you to work with forgiveness, and that's going to be, like, universal. Because, I mean, we're at the end of 2015, so forgiving everything that was done to us kind of helps us move forward. So maybe if you're not aware of the power of forgiveness, that's what comes through. I feel like in the middle of December, could be towards January, but I do see it in December. It's almost like an idea that you kind of had, and it's going to, you're going to be congratulated over this idea, this inspiration that you truly wanted to accomplish. And they're saying that it's really important to use a lot of clarity when you're talking about it and you're expressing. Because I feel like there's going to be, it's almost like people are involved around this bright idea that you have, don't mm-hmm. be dissuaded. And here's where the friends come in. Here's where the people around you, because sometimes we have these ideas and these things we want to do. Oh, well, I'm going to write the great American novel. And then you have people around you be like, yeah, right. So is everybody else. But you don't want that because I feel like this idea that you have is kind of heavenly, divinely guided to really persuade and pursue, you know, what you want, you know, persuade the universe to co-create to get exactly what you deserve. Lastly, and then we'll answer what question. You've had a wonderful experience, and you're going to undergo an even better experience. They're saying, and they're talking about a project that you're working on that is going to be really successful, and it's going to bring you, like, awards or promotions. Like, it's going to be acclaimed almost, recognition for all these efforts, and they're saying, well done, well done. But you need help from others, but people that are like-minded. I feel like they're trying to push you away from certain people and push you forward to connecting with others that are like-minded, that like what you do, that, you know, have the same ideas. Okay, it's like a person that's going to be heaven sent or is already there to help you with this. What is it that you're working on? Because now I have to know. What is the project that you're talking about?
Oh, well, it could be. I just finished up a project they're trying to sell, like a show. Mm-hmm. But I did the promotion for that, so that's kind of, we'll see if that picks back up. And recently, well, today I went on a job interview, which is actually what I was curious about.
Okay.
I don't know if it could be related to that, too.
All right, so let's ask, is this the job interview, are you talking about this job interview that she just went to, or are you talking about the project that she's trying to promote? What are you trying to explain here? Okay. All right, they haven't told you that you got the job yet, have they?
No.
Okay, I feel like, and I'm going to say 2 weeks because, like, their time and our time is completely different, but they keep telling me two. I feel like in 2 weeks you're going to get an email, and I don't like that because they should call you and let you know. But I feel like you're going to get an email to either a second interview or it's like a hire, but they're saying that it's really good news. So I feel like if you want this, you're going to receive this. Do see that they're talking about is a project, because they keep saying, no, it's the project. I feel like you put a lot of effort into this, but it's kind of fallen into, I'm not going to say like a rut, but it's kind of on, how do I explain? It's kind of at a pause, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
this person that they're talking about, this heaven-sent person that comes into your life that helps you, because they're like, oh, my goodness, this is awesome. We need to get this going. You know, like this person really adds energy to your vision, and you know, and I feel like you've lost vision because of past influences. I don't know if you're aware of these past influences, because going back to everything that was said prior, you need to recognize your emotion. I don't know if you're a highly emotional person, but your emotions are give way to what's going on. It's almost like that's your clairvoyancy, is through your emotions. And they're saying you need like somebody that's going to give you good advice, almost like inspire the inspirer. Do you understand what they're trying to say? Yeah, that's what they're talking about. And lastly, there's like a lot of emotion. The wonderful news, the announcement of the of rewards, okay, that are coming into your life. So I feel like this project is going to be very recognized. You're not seeing it right now. This might not come through until mid-2016. I would say probably March, April is when you're really going to be like, whoa. It's almost like that's going to be your New Year's celebration. One thing that they want to put in there is somebody's having a baby or they're getting engaged. I feel like somebody's really excited because news of I feel like it's a pregnancy. Someone close to you. So that's going to come about. So they're going to call you up, and, you know, I feel like you're going to be part of this plan. Like either you're going to plan the baby shower, or you're just going to be a godmother. Like there's something major. I don't feel like it's happening, you know, to you, but it's a friend, and then you're going to be a part of this. And it's something just they want you to kind of be aware of this. Do you want to ask anything else?
I guess romantically, if they picked anything up.
Okay, romantically, let's see. I do see someone that is worth exploring with. I don't know if he's hinted on or they hinted on that, you know, that they're kind of romantically into you. But it's like a game. It's like, yes, I think they're into me. I'm not sure. Have you noticed that person?
Yeah, probably. An old friend.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, they're showing that this person's a little bit childish, but I feel like this person just underwent some, like, a major separation in their life. And it could be something that flourishes romantically, because I feel like either you're romantic or he's really romantic. Thing is that you're seeking soulmate relationship. Like, you're seeking something like, you know, stuff that we see in the movies, like, you know, Nora Roberts type, you know, romance. It's okay, hang in there. I'm going to be truly honest, I don't see like a perfect relationship happening to you right now. I feel like that's why Venus is telling you you deserve to be like loved and everything. I feel like right now what you're focusing on is like your career. You're trying to get something really off the ground to kind of push you into the next level of your life. I feel like that's your main thing. I feel like that's 2016 is going to be all around. I do see you having a love life, but I don't see it yet as in anything like, you know, like something that's going to bloom into marriage and, you know, into those kinds of levels yet, though. That's just looking a little bit into 2016.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so I kind of took all the cards out because I like, you know, there's not a lot of us online, so I'm going to take the next caller who's been waiting for like 20 minutes. So thank you for waiting. Thank you for your patience. Just shuffling the cards a little. And I totally love these Guardian Angel cards because they give us a lot of information. Sometimes we're not even aware about certain things happening in our life. All right, so let's take the next caller. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome. How are you today?
How are you? Thank you. I'm fine.
Pretty good. Did you have questions for your spiritual guides, or do you want to see what they tell you?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Just yesterday I had got a Reiki session for myself and for someone else, and I wanted to know how the session went for this other person.
Okay, you got a Reiki session, and you want to know how it went?
Yes, for the other person that I got a session for.
Oh, okay, you got okay. I don't know how it went for the other person. Okay, let's see what they say. Reiki session. Okay. All right. I feel like this person still needs to go. Like you, from what you're telling me, you're doing this for this person. This person needs healing.
Yeah.
So it's like sorry. So you're working over this person, and they need attention. They do need an attention. but I feel like this person needs to, you know how it says that you need to want the help, you know? You need to kind of like really say, okay, I need to take care of this. I need to do this for myself. It's wonderful what you're doing, but this person needs to go within because I feel like intuitively this person understands what they're going through, and there's a lot of insights that are around them, surrounding them. I do see that the Reiki helped. I'm not going to tell you it didn't. I do see that it has, but I feel like this person needs to go more in contact, and this is going to sound really funny when I tell people this, it like kind of like laughs. I see a garden. I see either this person either has their own organic garden or there's an organic garden around in their neighborhood that brings a lot of healing. I see homeless people actually working in this garden. I feel like it's like a community thing that they created so the community could go in and help. I don't know if maybe this doesn't even exist and this person takes this upon themselves to create this if they have the means. You know, I'm talking what I see through spirit. What happens is that when we undergo traumatic circumstances in our lives, we need to go into a more simple time, you know, connect with simplicity because we need to cleanse and clear what happened, what occurred, especially that I feel like this person that you're trying to talk about is not ready to forgive. They're not ready to forgive, and that is a major part of their healing process. Great job, though. I mean, that's wonderful what you're doing. You're so giving and loving. That's really awesome. And let's ask what angel is working with this person. Hold on. Because then you could ask the angel. You give the angel permission to, you know, work their magic over them. Okay, what angel? I see issues with trust. They're not, you know, like, you know, they've gone through some stuff, so the trust is not there. There's a lot of work. They need to understand that, you know, that there is love, that, you know, they're not alone. Okay. Haniel is working with them. Oh, my favorite. I love Raphael. See, gentleness. They need to be surrounded with gentle people. Everything is about sensitivity right now for them. And you could help them with that by, you know, going and lending the ear. I mean, I don't know how close you are to them. Raziel says it's time for them to kind of take back control of their life. But once again, it's up to them. So the angels around this person, and I feel like it's a woman, am I right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's Haniel. Haniel is around her. Raziel and Sandalphon. Sandalphon is the one that's working with the sensitivities, kind of connecting her with sensitive situations. And I feel like this is why this garden would be great help. Do you know of the garden that they're talking about? Do you know if there's this place around the neighborhood or community? No. I would research it and maybe make I'm not going to say like a date, but you make an event out of it. You know, say you're a friend, you want to help, you know, make this, I want to take you somewhere that's going to, and see what happens, see what comes through. Because if the angels are showing you something, it's because this is going to help them. And you don't know if that might be their aha moment to kind of start the healing process. She's not allowing you to take her to, like, the Reiki classes for herself, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So just have patience. You're wonderful. That's beautiful what you're doing. Have patience. You know, once she decides it's time to forgive, then she can start the healing process. So just have patience with everything that's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
And we could totally set up, like, an email reading if you like to get more, you know, get more details on what's going on. So email me, and we'll try to do that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed night.
You too.
The healing process is something that's very iffy. It's really tough. Really tough when we're trying to heal and we're not ready to forgive, because that means that we're still holding on to the hurt and the pain. So, you know, it's just taking it a day at a time, especially when we go through major traumatic events. I'm going to take the last caller, but I don't know if they allowed me. For some reason, my show wasn't very long today. It might still, who knows what I did. Hi, and welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you want to ask a question, or you want to go straight to what the spirit has to tell you?
I have questions, but I kind of would like to see if it comes up. So I think I want to see if it comes up.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm going to be honest, and I don't like to do this, like, you know, because it's personal. I see that you're being deceived. I see deception. I see that you're working too hard. You're working either multiple jobs. You're trying to balance everything out. So that's, like, the main issue. I don't know how strongly we could get into that. The angels are asking you that you need to find balance, okay, because the stress is even clinging onto your health. You know, it's causing issues, maybe headaches, I feel headaches, lack of sleeping. Now, there is this man, I feel like he's like a leader maybe in your life. He could be a boss, but I feel like he's a major leader. But now they're saying, no, he's not a boss. So he's either a guru, somebody that you kind of look onto for support, like spiritually wise, someone you connect with. And he's saying that, it's going to sound funny, he's talking about the sun and to move into the light, okay? He's showing me the sun, and you're moving into the light. So this could also represent that it's time to make a change, like a healing with the energy of the sun. I don't know if you get any sunlight. That's what they're talking about, because when I talk in riddles like this, I kind of like, I don't understand. So I do see a lot of issues in the area of your love life. But I also see an emotional experience that's coming into it. What's going on in your love life?
Oh, right now I'm not dating anyone. There is one person that is still in my heart. That's who I have feelings for. Recently I was trying to date a few people. They didn't really seem serious. One person, the last person I was dating, he seemed very serious. But I didn't have the same feelings back for him that he had for me. I had feelings for one person, it seems, still. So instead of playing with his feelings, you know, I broke it off with him, but we're still sort of cool. But so, you know, as far as love life, I just choose right now to not be with anyone, because it's just one person that I kind of have feelings for. So I've just been trying to focus on myself until, if, you know, things work out, just seeing what happens. But right now, that's just who's in my heart, like, and then myself.
So it's the ex is still lingering. And who deceived who?
I don't know. I don't really know the reason why we broke up, and with the person I have feelings for, I'm talking about. And it wasn't, we broke up like August of 2014. So we've been apart for a while. I haven't spoken to him or whatever.
Wow.
So it's probably, there was probably some deception at the time, and it hurt me a lot. I don't know exactly, but right now I'm single. You know, I still have feelings for him, but I don't know what's going on with him. And, you know, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Okay, because the thing is, I feel like the angels are saying that you're calling your soulmate, but it's time to let go of the energy of the ex. So it's almost like they're saying, in order for you to move forward into, like, a new love life, you have to let go of the clean, you know. But I feel like it's not just you. I'm going to be truly honest. I feel like he thinks about you, too.
I still
love
him. I know.
You still love him. Do you know?
I feel like
he's
my soulmate.
Does he call you? Yeah.
No, we haven't spoken, but I just feel like it's not over. Like, I don't know why, but, and I'm not a person that usually, I change, you know, I move fast in life, but this is the person that I feel like it's going to be. I don't have children yet, I'm not married yet, as far as I know, he's not either, I haven't spoken to him, but I could still feel him, and just something in me just tells me, I don't know why, but it's just, I don't feel like I should be dating anybody else. Like, as far as, like, working on myself, if you want to date me, there's only one person in my heart still, and it's him for some reason.
And who's the one that's very religious? Who's the religious one? Is that him?
Probably me. But his birthday adds up to 11/11. He was born 6/11/83. And his birthday adds up to 11/11. And I kept seeing that on the clocks before I met him.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, you're clinging on to him. I don't see anything yet. Like, I don't really see, like, you guys getting back together. I don't see that at all. And I kind of, like, you know, done different ways to see what's going on. But they're saying to stay optimistic. You know, stay optimistic because, like you said, if the signs are showing you, like, he's the one, then, you know, follow your intuition. Follow your intuition. But, I, you know, you're working on you. Why are you working multiple jobs, though, you know, besides the... Because they're saying, they keep saying that you're working too hard. It's almost like it's too much on you.
I work one job right now, but I bust my behind because I like them and I want them to stay because we don't have anything like them in this town and I really like them. That's the reason. That's how I am when I support someone. I go all out for them. So yeah. I'm trying to improve myself, but like I go all out for them. I work hard for them. I know I do and... I really should put that towards, like, getting a license and pushing myself further in life, which is what I feel like I want to try to do.
Do that. Yes, do that. And then I have to ask, who's the guru that they're talking about?
I don't know if they're talking about him, the guy I still care for, because I haven't spoken to him, but I still feel him sometimes in my dreams. I don't know if they're talking about the person I just... broke it off with, but he still texted me and still wants to see me. Or if they're talking about one of my bosses, it's two sisters, and one of them is a female, but she's very strong female, so I don't know if they could be talking about her. I don't know which one of those three it could be.
No, I don't I don't even see it as a love thing. I see a meditation. I see an ashram. I see a guru. Like, I see a picture on the wall of the guru, that they kind of, like, you know, I don't know exactly how is it that they work, because I'm not from the Indian culture, so I don't know, you know, how that works. But I see, like, either you're going to this place or somebody that you know is going there. There's, like, a major connection with that, either or that, or you pass by an ashram, you know, where people go and meditate. And I feel like there's almost like the angels are saying that this is going to be really good for you to connect you with meditation, because they're saying, you know, I get that you're working, you know, for, you know, your job, that you're very passionate about it, but they're saying that it's becoming a bit stressful for you. It's almost like you're taking away from yourself because you're putting so much into your work. That's why they're showing, like, multiple jobs, almost like a little girl on top of the chair trying to do all the dishes, and there's, like, dishes everywhere, and there's a mess, and she's trying to take care of everything, but she's very little, so it's really hard for her to do. So it's almost like that's the picture that they're showing of you.
That feels like my life right now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look around, because sometimes when the angels show me scenes and we're like, oh, my gosh, I have no idea what they're talking about. These are things that the angels are getting ready to show you in your life. These are the signs. They give. This is what I do. I show you what they're showing me. So that way you could become more present and open up to seeing, you know, because it might be, do you walk to work?
I take the bus and then I walk. The bus and then I walk, and then it drops me close to my house and close to the job. That's another reason why I'm grateful and work so hard for this job, because I don't have a car yet, and it drops me. It's really convenient. Like, it drops me there, or I would have to be walking a lot, and I do a lot of walking.
Yeah, because that's what I see. I almost see, like, you walking in this place that's, like, around you, you know, and then you go in, and they're, like, it's very beautiful. They're chanting. There's candles. There's incense. It's just... I could feel, like, this soul serene energy in there, and you just go in there and you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I found my place. Maybe just that your spiritual team wants you to connect with spirituality in another level. It could be like a past life type thing. Maybe in your past life, that's what you used to do. What is your spiritual background? What is, you know, your religion?
I'm Catholic. I grew up Catholic with, like, the uniform at school and everything. And there's a church across the street directly in front of my job that I have gone to sometimes, like, if I work on Sunday. And there's, like, also, like, a meditation Buddha-type center not far in the area where I work. But the church right across the street is Catholic, and I've gone there.
Okay, the meditation place. Have you gone inside?
Yeah, when we first separated, the guy that I still have feelings for, I would go in there to try to calm down. And I've gone there before. It's a woman that usually speaks.
So go.
But there's a statue.
Because this is what they're showing me. They're showing me you going there. I feel like they're advising you because you're taking, there's like a lot of stress and you might not feel it because I get it. You know, when we work really hard, we're excited, we're passionate about ourselves, and we don't take time for ourselves.